Gambling News Brief by CasinoReviews.net. Here are today's top stories. Macau casinos earning $77 million a day in March. JP Morgan Securities has released a bullish report on Macau's casino industry for the first quarter of 2024. Looking at the first 24 days of March, the daily gross gaming revenue, GGR, averaged $77.1 million, translating to a cumulative GGR of roughly $1.73 billion for the period. This daily run rate is particularly noteworthy because it's only slightly below the impressive 630 million Macanese Patacas daily average. Spell Inspection and fines Yggdrasil Gaming for supply terms breach. Spell Inspection and the Swedish Gambling Authority, SGA, has issued sanctions against Yggdrasil Gaming, the game developer and iGaming provider, for breaching the terms of its B2B supplier license terms. Yggdrasil was found to have supplied its gaming software to an unlicensed operator in the Swedish jurisdiction. Spell Inspection and gave details of the breaches against Yggdrasil Gaming, which were uncovered as part of an investigation into gaming websites in January 2024. Where it found unlicensed gaming operators that were using titles supplied by Yggdrasil. India cautions celebrities promoting offshore gambling. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in India has cautioned celebrities and influencers about promoting offshore online operators on social media. According to the ministry advisory, individuals with influence in India are not allowed to promote illegal gambling operators indirectly. The advisory underscored the significant financial and socioeconomic consequences of online betting as reasons not to endorse offshore operators. Those who violate this rule may face rigorous scrutiny and other potential penalties. Victoria regulator rules Crown Melbourne may retain license. The Victorian Gambling and Casino Control Commission, VGCCC, has ruled that Crown Resorts may retain its license and continue to operate the Crown Melbourne property. The decision comes after a transformation effort undertaken by Crown Resorts and Crown Melbourne with the aim of addressing issues uncovered by the Royal Commission. The Commission labeled Crown Melbourne's behavior illegal, dishonest, unethical, and exploitative. Since starting in 2021, Crown has spent roughly $200 million on its transformation effort. Svenska Spel hit with major fine following welfare failures. The online division of the state-owned Swedish gambling operator, Svenska Spel Sport & Casino, has been issued a fine of 100 million Swedish kronor, $9.5 million, for several failures in ensuring player welfare. The penalty stems from an investigation conducted by the country's gambling regulator, Spelinspektionen, between October and December 2021 into various aspects of the company's operations. The regulator particularly reviewed how the operator managed the top 10 customers with the biggest losses during the specified period. For a more in-depth look at what is going on in the world of gambling and casinos, be sure to check out the full story articles at CasinoReviews.net.